I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian at info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy.
Hey, it's WOG time. Yes, that's right. It's the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 39. Tonight's topic, we don't need any topics. It's tonight's show is we're going to be talking a little bit more about the great American empire, which has been coming in all over the place. And you like that little Schwarzenegger caller? I heard that for the first time today, if you can believe that. Isn't that sad? That's been floating around the web for
That is
years.
Sad, but that's okay.
So my name is
Sean's
Sean.
Busy. You're busy.
I'm a
right?
busy
You don't
man.
Have time for Arnold Schwarzenegger
I'm so
prank
busy.
Calls.
That's right. That's true. I mean,
I liked your spelling, too.
Normally, well, what?
That's Schwarzenegger. The best ever.
S-H-W-G-H.
Schwagenshager.
Schwagenshager. Schlong. Dr. Schwagenshager. But what do you want? But it's actually a pretty good time, so... Anyways, on to show number 39, and I'm your host, your very own open source celebrity, Sean Kennedy, with my co-host and station manager, Samarian.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
You are free to distribute the show in all forms you see fit. You can transform it into Braille, which would be something to say. Of course, if you're blind, you could just record the show and re-listen to it. What the fuck was that?
Sorry.
You punching people or what?
Sorry.
That sounded like a full-on, like...
Sorry.
Oh, well. Lots of rave music going
yep.
on there.
That's right.
My poor little mic seems to be going for another night there, so, I mean, you know, right now... Actually, that music's going on in the studio right now. Right all around us, we have, like...
Dancers.
Young teens with their t-shirts tied to
barely clothed.
Wah, wah, you know, throwing belly button rings in my face. It's very
it's
hard
distracting.
To focus.
It's distracting,
hard.
Isn't it?
Luckily for me, I have my wedding ring of...
burning, one plus two.
My wedding ring of burning, plus five. Oh, fucking wedding ring! But it seems to work out okay.
You know what? I was listening to that radio station that we have here, Mode. You know, the radio station that we don't need to give props to.
The
new one for guys. The radio station for
oh
guys.
Oh, my God. Like, the why?
And because
why
I wanted to hear
that?
The morning DJs.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God.
And we trounced them.
Awful. Just awful.
We fucking killed them.
Oh, we killed them.
Well, why don't
like
we get
that
job?
Going with the 5-minute demo tape, and they'd fire them instantly. Well, we'd be like...
Well, why don't we do that?
DJing sucks.
Does this suck?
Today's traffic and
why
it,
make sure
it doesn't
traffic,
pay much.
I'd like
and
to.
It sucks.
If there was like a traffic lineup, I'd rather like nobody wants to hear. There's a car that you know. There's a car fire.
There's a car on fire! Oh my God!
Yeah, you know,
10-mile radius.
You know, or there's a fender bender on the I-5, so you want to avoid that? No, I mean, all I need to know is that they need to avoid the I-5, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Who cares what the accident is, right? So what you do is you change it. You change the accent. You go, a large lizard has crawled across the highway. Traffic is backed up everywhere. There's a giant toad which has jumped into the middle of town. The police are going crazy. Of course, the sea cops going, woo, woo, woo. Jesus Christ, there really is a
wow.
giant toad down there, yeah?
Yeah. It's got a...
The great god Cthulhu has surfaced in the ocean. The ferries will not be running for the next hour.
Do
you
not
know?
Look at him directly
do
in the eye.
Do not look into the ocean or
insane.
You will go stark screamingly fucking bunzo. Yeah, that'd be
but
really
it was
dope.
Sad. It was really
it's
sad.
It's that bad.
It was boring. It was absolutely
what?
Boring.
Modern
I can't
radio
believe
is boring?
I can't believe it.
Well,
what are our commercials paying for here?
Well, come we on. Should actually just record this and send this one into a demo tape. That's what we should do.
Insulting their DJs.
Slacking. You sucking. You sucking. Sucking DJs. You suck and suck. You suck so much. People who don't suck and suck, though, would be the IRC. And
yes.
Who's in the merciless IRC tonight? It would be... Yes, that's right. This is a crowd who will eat its own young. And we have Capone X, Sanex, Smokehouse Snake, Abadubi, Aerith, Gainsborough, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alizor, and Angelica.
You missed African Love Turtle.
Did I?
Yeah.
We just jumped in there. Ivan Love Turtle, Alien Barner, Alamo, Alizor, Angelica, Firestar. Is that Firestar? Can I?
Firestorm.
That's, yeah, I'll make it bigger. Firestar, Apoc.
Hey, dude.
Barcode, Bastard Guy, Borden, Breaker One, Burger Burger, Cabot Case, Cerulean, Countersink, Coban, Kyle 23, Cybertech, TMC,
The Man, The Myth, The Legend,
Della, Della Morta, Diffusion, Dr. Zodiac, Dorky, Droopy, G-Maniacs, Gorka, Hell Raiders, 253, Id Fungus, K16, Kadath, Kazuma, hey Kadath, how's it going, man? Kazuma, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Microcube, Miscondukt, Mr. Echo, Mr. Ants, Nikos, Neuralize, Nilator, Paladin, Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, Quasi Mofo, Rat Fucker, Rat Spootin Raven 182, Rose. That's my buddy Rose.
Rose.
I gave Rose a paraflare the other day, and she actually went out to a field and fired off this German paraflare.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, you know, the kids were bored. Why not give them, you know, military pyro to play with? Roto, Sapphire, right. Shade, Sardoric, Scavenger, Ski, Southpaw Samurai. Hey, Southpaw Samurai. Smudley, Tantrix, AFK, Test Subject, the WB, the Beast. The Bug, Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, Up, Whopper, WS Ninja, Xyla, Yerky, Zutroy, Pyro, not last name, D-Day Species, D-Day Species Away, Dark Desire,
Dark Desire,
and Government Slave, Dark Desire, has just joined Rant Radio 2, so.
All right, Dark Desire.
Probably not listening, but if they are.
Most likely.
If they are, and they're like a super sexy chick. You know,
send your picture in,
and even if you're not a super sexy chick, but super sexy chicks are preferred. send in your picture to Rant Radio, and we'll be referred to
info@rantradio.
info@rantradio.com. As a matter of fact, if you need to get a hold of Sim, you can get him at info@rantradio.com.
And if it's super sexy, corn. If it's super sexy,
corn? What do you mean corn? I didn't say corn.
Yeah, dot corn. Let
dot
me
corn?
Rewind the tape.
Did I say dot corn? That'd be dope.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, every
that's
time you log in,
domain.
I just wanted to send the email! You know? Like it.
All I want in life is some email.
And if it's a super, super sexy picture, CC it to the man.
At rantradio.com.
That's Sean.
Yeah, better
he wants to see it.
That's right. You know, only when my wife is not around.
Sorry, so encrypted.
What the hell am I doing, you know?
What?
If I'm supposed to be trying to get these super sexy pictures, why the fuck am I always talking about my wife? I'm bitching. I don't get topless photos.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I think they're respecting you. Respecting your wife. Where's the photos? Where's the topless photos?
Oh, yeah. The RC respects me and my wife. You betcha. The RC doesn't even know what respect
is. They're vicious.
They're the most savage bunch of bastards I've ever seen in my life.
They are.
If you want to join these savage bunch of misfits, how would you get in the RC sim?
Well, you can download a client, an IRC client, MIRC.com.
Mercy.
If you want to get that one. Mercy less. And then go to the other side servers in the Ranch Radio channel. Or you can go through the webpage and click on community and click on chat.
There you go.
That's right.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
I stuff my face with licorice and cookies.
I was going to put up some pictures this week, but, you know, I got busy.
But we were all busy.
We're very, very busy. It's
now
insane.
To piss everybody off.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make an announcement that's going to piss everybody off.
I can turn down the music for the announcement.
No. Well.
No.
Okay. Can. The announcement is there's going to be no new Tales from the After Now episodes for quite some time, and people are going to be like, "What? No!" Id Fungus, I'm sure, is going to send me his fingers.
Okay. Well, we want your money.
Well, no.
No.
That's
no,
it.
No.
If you want, you need to. No. To be honest, guys, we can only sacrifice so much time. We don't want to charge for doing this kind of stuff, but to be honest with you, we still have to be able to make a living, and our lives are so crazy right now, we cannot afford it. And it sounds like, oh, bullshit, it's only 2 hours. No.
It's 4 hours.
Hour long. It's 4 hours from me, and it's 4 hours from Sim.
Minimum.
Yeah, that's minimum. So it's...
So re-listen to the old ones.
Yeah. I am sorry. I do enjoy doing that. But we just, I cannot afford to keep doing it. Does that mean there are never going to be any more? No, that's not what that means. Is this just a segue so it sounds like I'm going to do more, but in reality there's never going to be any more? No, honestly, I do want to do more. It's just that right now it's too crazy. We're not going to be able to do one for a bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to do some. I managed to get one cranked out. I really had plans to do more. It's just, it's so...
People like that one.
Fucking...
It's well worth the wait.
Yeah, it was cool, but and people are like, no, no,
no,
no. Oh, God, it was just like, oh, God, they're all hating me. No, but, you know... Guys, I can only do
guns.
The bottom line is I can only do so much shit for free, and when the stuff I do for free interrupts with the stuff that makes me money, I can't do that, okay? Because I'll starve.
That's right.
And then
we'd have to sell our microphones and computers.
Yeah,
then we couldn't do it at all.
I don't think I'd get any money for this microphone.
eBay.
Speaking of which, Id Fungus sent me this really crazy letter here.
Really?
This
That's
is a crazy letter.
A crazy
from
letter
from a listener.
From InFungus.
No. If money weren't a concern, what would you replace first in the studio? Mics, computers, chairs, slippers? What's
Sean?
What new things would you buy if the funds were... Yes, a new Sean.
A new... Can I get,
I would
get an upgrade?
I'd go for a new Sean. That'd be dope. What new things would you buy if the funds were available?
New
just,
arm.
Just answer the new the damn questions.
Oh, okay.
And I also look like a big, fat, balding Michael J. Fox.
He does.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
he says. Yeah.
You don't.
No, it Funkus apparently looks like a big, fat, balding
well,
giant Michael J. Fox.
You could do worse.
I think he looks like one of those swarthy, skinny, long-haired guys, is what I think. But I don't
typical
think.
Skinny computer geek?
Yeah, you like the one with the glasses and the hawk-like features looks kind of elven.
Right,
yeah.
yeah.
You know? But
so
I prefer
what
that
list. What was the list? Mics,
so
computers,
what would
chairs,
you,
slippers.
Yeah, no, it's, those are each followed with a question mark. So if price wasn't an option, Sim, we had nothing but
all
money.
Oh, well, you can only pick one.
We can only pick one.
Well Scott,
go ahead. You money-grubbing fuck. Go on.
Well, we'd like the money, but then we could choose. No. Well, we've got computers. We're not really.
I don't want people. I don't want people to send us computers.
We both got chairs. We've got everything, right?
Yeah,
slippers.
We're kind of,
I've kind of lost my slippers, actually.
Have you?
I don't. I think you shredded
Sim
them.
Sim needs
somehow.
New slippers. So slippers are big.
Slippers are big on the list there.
I need some hard liquor.
That's good.
Hard liquor's good.
Good weed.
we live in BC, man.
True.
They're not going to send me.
Don't send it across the border.
They're not going to send me good.
Don't address
meat.
It to
I mean,
me either.
Why would you? That's like sending people in Germany beer. Just
as that's exactly right.
I don't really know. Well, I could use a few extra hours. If anyone's got
that's right.
Spare time they could give me, that'd be great.
Time is always good.
But that's such a fucked up question.
I know.
What do you want?
Everything.
Well, here I am on Babylon 5. What do you want?
Transporter. Matter creator.
A lightsaber would be dope.
You could solve a lot of problems with a lightsaber.
Yeah, not... Oh, yeah. Like, eBay that motherfucker. Hey, DARPA.
Reserve price. Way up.
Yeah.
Way.
Hey, DARPA, I got this lightsaber here. What say you give me $10 million and I do Rant Radio?
And I'll let you rip it apart.
And that was
how,
and that's
tick.
How Rant Radio got corporate sponsorship.
One lightsaber.
Yeah. No, I have a better idea. You pay me to stay at home and I keep my mouth shut. I don't really
know. If I had to pick, it'd be mics, I think.
Oh, that's weak.
Well, I've got computers. I've got enough computers.
We got enough computers. I know what we could use.
What's that?
Two dope laptops.
Well, that'd be cool.
I mean,
think about laptops as they get outdated. Mics don't.
Well, what do you want? What do you want? I want a perpetually never-ending gift.
I don't know. Fuck. Well, laptops are uber cool, but that Mike.
Well, what is
Mike
the internet
cheaper,
given?
What
has server bequeathed to us so far? What has listeners given you and given me? I got
music?
A knife. I got a knife and a bottle of whiskey.
Like physical objects.
Well, that's a physical. Yeah.
Yeah, physical. Well,
yeah,
they
talking
music and art and stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, that's yeah. We get that daily. But I'm talking like actual
comics.
Physical. Yeah, we got some comics. I got a bottle of whiskey and a knife.
Yeah.
Birthday cards. I don't think I've ever got a birthday card.
No,
I never did.
I got one
did.
From Gloom Bunny.
Did you?
Uber cool.
That was cool.
Handmade.
My birthday's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Your birthday was just passed.
Yes. Thursday.
Well, last Thursday was
a lot of listeners wished me happy birthday. It was in the forums.
Did they? Really?
Yeah. Very cool. Thank you for everyone who wished me happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, dude.
Thanks.
Get you a fucking thing.
Showing up is good enough, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. It's the thought that counts.
Late or not,
showing
up is what counts.
Fuck you, man. I'm going to be here in 35 minutes tonight. That's a pretty good feat from my house.
That is good.
Okay, actually, Smokehouse is like, wow, you made it from your house to Sims in 35 minutes? I've traveled that. That's pretty fucking serious. Yeah, I was doing like 140 the whole fucking
way. That was
way.
Good.
So, yeah, what the fuck? I mean,
I'm picking mics for 2,000.
Mics for 2,000, Alex?
Yeah.
It's a daily double.
Sean's
still like, yeah, mics for 2,000. I think...
The penis mightier.
To be totally honest with you, gadgets are cool. I think if anyone sent us gadgets, that'd be dope.
Gadgets are cool.
Especially weird gadgets you can't get, like shit from... anything that's really fucked up. Like, fucked up shit. If you guys want to... Chris, I think he's talking about stuff for the show.
That
stuff we can
enables
use
them to listen better.
How's our mixing board? Is our mixing board okay?
Oh, yeah. We plug it in. I mean, there can always be better equipment all around.
Yeah, I suppose mics would be good.
Mics, number one, I think.
Yeah, I got to go with Sim on mics.
If... I'll take a picture of Sean's mic one day and put it up on the website.
Well, when we do, what we'll do is we'll
put it on eBay.
I'll make a plaque. I'll mount the mic on the plaque and then have my little picture and I'll autograph it and everything.
Oh,
see what Homo wants to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Books are neat.
Books are cool.
Books are cool.
Sean likes books.
Yeah, I do. I like books on
like reference books. Reference books.
Yeah, reference books. Like yeah. I don't like fiction books. I like a lot of like books on robotics, basic robotics, stuff like that. That one would be cool.
And then again, that costs me more time to read it.
So I suppose Mike's would
that
be
would
good.
Slow Sean down.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about trying to think about what the fuck. I'm into weird spin-off shit and a couple of books. But more than anything
use
else...
Use your imagination.
Guys,
You know us. You've been listening to us
for
years.
I don't want people spending a lot of money, okay? We're screwing around here.
Yeah, no.
You know, if you wanted to send us a couple sets of slippers or something...
His and hers.
I actually
we'll
need
fight
a,
over them.
That's what I want. I want a watch. I don't have a good watch. I'm serious.
I see, like, a new watch on your wrist every week.
Like, fuck
I don't
you.
See it now.
No, my I had a Casio Pathfinder.
Okay.
And that one
like
fucking...
super
the
Uber.
The big Uber one, yeah. But the little pins are made of plastic, and they weren't strong enough to hold up the watch, so the watch fell apart. Because my watch was too mighty for my
it
thing.
It was a mighty watch.
And, yeah, that way I could be on time.
And he doesn't have it, so he's not on
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and the only other watch
yeah,
I got
go.
is a dress watch,
there's
which I can't...
Excuse.
Which, yeah, I don't have
to
a watch.
To be on time.
So, Sim wants Mike's. Do you have a watch?
Oh, no, I don't wear jewelry.
It's not jewelry, you fuck. It's a
anything
watch.
Anything that's, like, attached to my body, I just don't like it.
Well, you're a non-jewelry vegan?
Chains, rings,
food,
watches.
Meat, watches, labels. No labels, no watches.
Rip off the body.
Sorry. I'm drawing the line here, Sim. That's fucked up.
No, I just don't like it. It's just distracting.
Dude, that's fucked up. It's distracting. What?
The only thing I'll wear is, like, a ring on my wedding finger if... The chick insists.
Oh, well, you're going to compromise some of your virtues then, aren't you?
It's all about compromise,
dude.
Sean.
Oh, why though? You're just adhering to outdated Christian dogma.
I just don't like it. It's just annoying to me. I used to wear a watch, but it just became annoying.
Okay, that's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard
it's
in my life.
It's just annoying.
How is it possible?
I don't need a watch,
that
first
you
of all.
As an I've got a utility belt. I've actually bought a
you're
utility belt.
Like the opposite of
I've
me.
I've got a utility belt and a shoulder harness now, loaded with kit.
I do carry a knife, but it's not on me. It's on my pants, right?
Okay, what if they got you a pocket watch?
I don't need one. There's clocks surrounding me 24 hours a day in my car, in my house, at work, on my computers. There's always something.
You know,
on my cell phone.
If you ever get shipwrecked anywhere, you are so fucked. Like, I'm going to give you a locator.
The sun is in the noonday sky.
I'm going to embed some kind of a Sumerian locator on you, and I'm going to, like, tag your ear and shit. So if ever
I'll
you get
like,
lost.
I'll go like, ow, what was that?
Nothing. Shut
nothing,
up.
Ah, nothing
my,
at all.
The side of my head that seems to be bleeding. No, seriously. I have to do that, because if you ever get lost and I don't have a station manager anymore, you're fucked. I'll be like, where's Sim now? There he is.
10 meters,
like
9 meters.
You're
meters.
In the room, man. You're inside the fucking room, man. And you open up the top. There's these vegans crawling out of the
room. Me, it's me.
Yeah. That's really bad. When vegans attack. Hey. Next on. Fox.
When vegans attack.
When vegans
that'd
attack.
That'd be a slow show.
Hi.
What's up?
We don't like what you're doing.
We don't like what you're doing. That's too fucking bad. We signed a petition. Oh, God, no!
That's a petition.
Oh, fuck. It's a web petition. Oh, Jesus!
That
oh,
is
God.
Paper cuts.
Yeah, you know. There we go. Of course, I'm eating your liquor.
That's okay.
Happy birthday.
That's what
man.
It's for. Thanks. And I'll wish you happy birthday whenever you have a birthday.
I don't have a watch. Sim doesn't have a watch, but Sim wouldn't wear your fucking watch.
It was Quoth's birthday.
Even if you got one for him.
It was Quoth's birthday.
Oh, today?
Couple days. No. Yes, today. It was
today is Quoth's birthday.
So she might be listening.
I don't think she is. She's probably got better things to do. She's probably spending time with her husband.
She'd be listening to the show.
Happy birthday, Quoth.
Happy birthday. Listen to the archives. There you go.
Okay, so I want to watch. There we go. Next.
Next.
But it has to be a cool one. Actually, it'll probably be some Japanese weird...
little cute wide-eyed characters on it.
A little fucking Hello Kitty watch. I'd be like, could you imagine? If it sucks, I'm not wearing it. Thanks.
How about those watches that Templar Knight sort of did up? You know, the ones with radio on them and SKTFM on them and...
Those are kind of cool.
Those are
kind of
neat looking.
That'd be kind of egotistical for me to like wear my own goddamn name on my wrist. That'd be like
a little bit, hey.
Damn, yeah.
This is my watch.
I don't think I'd probably just want, like, I'm a big fan of function over phone. Somebody gave me like a military bracelet that was like all steel. It went around my wrist. That had like a big. I like shit with a story behind it. I'm always like that. But anyway, from Trotsky's Ghost, I got some mail here. It says, "Dear Sean and Samarian."
Whew, I'm in there.
You are though. On last week's show, 09-3002, you mentioned an article in which a truck carrying radioactive waste was getting in an accident. Remember that?
I love those, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
It's good.
Well, isn't the first time that something like this has happened? Just this past summer, not far from my house, a truck carrying tools and to do periodic maintenance on our nearby nuclear power plant, Jesus Christ, Indian Point, failed to pay attention to a bridge overpass clearance sign and slammed into the overpass.
Oops.
Duh. Now, it turns out that after being used to maintain other nuclear facilities, these tools have become radioactive. You mean they got nuclear shovels?
Officials say football. That radiation leakage was well within the norms. There is nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about.
Move
nothing
along. To see here.
Cows turn themselves inside out all the time. All of this less than 20 minutes from the former President Clinton's house in Chautauqua, New York.
Not the president!
Well, the former president.
Oh,
he's probably going to blow job on anything.
The article from the regional paper is below. Post that link.
Oh. Yeah, I got a problem here.
What's the problem?
I reformatted my computer. So.
Oh, well, now's a good time to mention that shit.
Now I'm going to do something.
What are you doing?
I'm going to turn it into text and save it as a text file and do it that way.
You are some brutal shit. Stand by as we Did you? You know, hey, every Monday night we actually do a radio show.
What?
And, yeah, it's true.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
No, it's true.
Okay, all is saved. It's all good. It's all good now, people.
You're fucking amazing.
The crisis is averted.
Yeah, there we go. Now, there's the first one. The Journal News, it crashed, blah, blah, blah. Now, this accident occurred less than 50 minutes from New York City. Plus, the power plant was traveling. It was traveling to less than 45 minutes and 30 miles from New York City. Has one of the worst safety records in the state. Repeatedly ranking in the top three worst offenders list. It has had the only nuclear accidents since Three Mile Island and Chernobyl. Wow, I never heard of this thing. In February 2000, it released a small amount of radioactive steam into the atmosphere.
Just a little bit.
After a pipe on the radioactive portion of the heat transfer system for the steam generator burst. All this is happening less than 2 miles from my hometown. I wasn't born there, so it explains nothing about my personality, so ha. Huh. Mel Gibson was, though. So that might explain him.
Uh-huh.
If it was to be... Well, that explains why he's so good in them Road Warrior movies.
Yeah.
If it were to be destroyed, it would destroy one quarter of the world's wealth and easily injure
what?
Or kill 8% of U.S.
Wealth?
Yeah, world's wealth. This is New York City, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And easily injure or kill 8% of U.S.'s population minimum. It is a northeastern U.S.'s central temporary radioactive waste repository. For those who might be wondering how easy of a target this place would be for terrorists, I can tell you that I know of people who have been inside the security perimeter and have had a keg party there. In the months after 9-1-1, I just moved it down. Blah, blah, blah. In the months after 9-1-1 and were never caught or detected. It would also be so easy to find it if you're a terrorist. You just go up the Hudson River from Manhattan and
take I-5.
In your hijacked airplane, go past GW to Tappan Zee Bridges. Look to your right, and there it is, right before the Bear Mountain Bridge. It's such an easy target. It's such a potential target that it's rumored that New York National Guard now has a SAM site there, while the Coast Guard keeps a 100-yard quarantine around the river. It's such an important target that the Russians have three MRV warheads tasked for it during the Cold War. Plus, the pictures of the place make it look like a dick and two balls. No, seriously, it does. There's a movement to close the plant, which has started a fierce local debate. Two sides of the issue have websites. There's SafeSecureVital.org. This is their pro-nuke site. And the site promoting closure is CloseIndianPoint.org, which has streaming video. And in this article, there's a link to the streaming video as well. Holy crap, this is a really long email.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I know how much you love robots, so I'd like to inform you I've recently joined my student robotics team at my college here at RIT, and we are building a robot that uses GPS to navigate around the campus. This is the third year attempting to create a working version. Last year saw a robot that did this, but it could only travel indoors. Last year, the robot had working software, but the hardware had hardware issues. So, in other words, the fucking thing did not work. So, very, very cool. And this is all from Trotsky's Ghost.
Yay.
Which is
Loyal Wog.
Loyal Wog, Trotsky's Ghost. Very, very cool. So, I hope that shit with the robot works, which would be really, really cool.
Robots are cool.
You bet. Now, Sabo also sent me this wonderful link here.
Nice.
So, I doubt that no one else has sent this to you, just in case.
Wow, what a link.
Yeah, that's quite the fucking
hope
link.
This works, people.
I doubt that no one else has sent this to you, but just in case, here's a link on an article proposed Canadian tax on all storage that could be used to hold music.
That is really old.
Is it?
We've had taxes on that for a long time.
Oh, have we? Oh, that's not from Sable. That's from someone else.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Yep. Sure?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, we've had taxes on CDs and tapes for a couple years now.
Jesus Christ, anything, nobody told me.
Anything that can store audio music.
God damn it.
To pay back the Canadian artists like me.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, well, yeah. Stupid tax. What if we have to pay it anyway, even if you put data on it?
What about the Canadians who just don't want to
give a fuck?
I just don't give a fuck. Okay. From Sabo, I heard you mention mixes near the halfway point of most recent shows, and I have a whole load of new clips after a cough listening to the SKTFM episodes for the third time. Yes, all of them again.
Third time.
I've harvested another batch of fine clips, and as soon as I finish listening to the latest show, about 37 minutes, I think, I'll hunt for some suitable musics to create another fine mix for the Sean Kenny melting point of Scottish insanity.
You're insane. And we do have a new one tonight from him.
Sabo shall create. Sabo shall rock your world.
We have a new one.
Sabo needs therapy.
Yes.
If you want to help Sabo, you can send 29 cents to Save Sabo.
Save Sabo.
Save Sabo. Now, to add to insanity, everyone knows that CyberTech and I are really, really good friends.
Yep.
He's one of those kind of guys that is so fucking smart. Like, if I talk to him for any extended length of time, I get a nosebleed. He's just a brilliant guy. And he sent me an email. This is really, really cool. Now, we're going to be distributing this later on, but we haven't got it. We've got it here. We just haven't made a site to download it yet.
Yeah.
But this is super cool. I was thinking it'd be really cool to enable more people to come listen to Rant Radio. True, true, true. Currently, you guys use Shoutcast only catered to Real Player or Winamp users. But the new Media Player 9 from Microsoft connects perfectly. I've been using it to access Rant Radio for weeks now without a glitch, and I really wish Rant Radio was a listed radio station in the radio station guide. So what do you think? Would Sim be willing to have Rant Radio listed on the radio guide built into Media Player, or would he just dismiss it because of the evil Empire garbage people are spouting?
Evil Empire garbage?
Well, that's Microsoft, Evil Empire.
Oh, right.
Anyhow, if he wants it listed, I've done a bit of research, and he should read the following page, which is how to get listed
I'll
on there.
That.
I think you should do that.
Yeah. People have asked me in emails before, can I list you in the listings? And I'm like, yeah, of course. What the fuck? What am I thinking? Of course. Spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, everywhere. Rant Radio everywhere.
Yeah,
billboards, Times Square, yeah.
If anyone needs it, it's the people listening to Windows Media Player 9. the process seems painless. It'll only require a couple of links, graphics, possibly a PHP file that generates, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
It also, of course, it would also be an appropriate ASX file, blah, 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 technical shit, blah, blah, blah.
People don't want to hear it. Blah, blah, blah.
Then he sent me this other one that says, oh, by the way, I built a better WMA file for Windows Media Player 9, access to Rant Radio Streams.
Nice.
So, like, oh, and in my spare time, I just created your new file. Thank
With
you.
Multiple stream references. Very nice.
Yeah, this new one has some additional info for users as well as multiple stream references. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, Microsoft, you live there. Well, guess what, dude? If you're a Linux Nazi who's sitting there throwing rocks at the walls, you don't need Rant Radio, okay? You've got your own issues you want to sort out. We want to reach everybody.
And you don't need to use it because, well, there's...
If you're the guy who would turn off Rant Radio, chances are you need this program more than anyone else.
Like, right.
So,
to borrow a phrase.
What? I just made that up now. I've also found it is possible to have an embedded skin border that can display with a play area around it instead of a web page. This small bit of work for an artist would make a nice internal playing system that can work independent from the website.
Well, there you go.
Also, I was thinking that it would be a nice touch to link an embedded app for the player to access the IRC sometimes during the show. Imagine using being able to hit the show, IRC, and the site at the same time from a single interface.
Wow.
He's very cool, though.
Yeah, that's very cool. So all the artists out there, if they know what the hell he's talking about.
You know, who are, like, smart and stuff, if you want to do that, CyberTech is the man.
Yep.
So
talk to him. I think he's in the IRC.
Yeah, he's in the IRC right now. I'm not going to give out his email. That's up to you guys to... No, because...
Yeah, that's good.
That's not cool, and I don't want him to go.
Because it's getting painful now, the number of people that are listening.
Well,
you don't
know, a couple thousand people send him an email. I want it! Give it to me!
Fuck you, asshole.
So, very, very cool. So, that basically, what have you got in addendum to for the feedback?
Addendum. Well, Lieutenant Major Zombie posted something in the IRC a little bit earlier.
No kidding. Imagine that.
And it was kind of funny, so I copied it. He put little brackets around his nickname. Because when you read his name out, I think at the end of the show or the beginning of the show, there it says, I had to put these things in my neck because someone named Loose or Loser is something after my neck. When Sean K says my neck, then his, it sounds like Lieutenant Major Zombie Loser.
I'm sorry.
From future, I will.
That was fun. Put a little pause.
I'll put a pause and say, and then there's another person in the IRC named Loser.
I just thought that was pretty.
Don't worry, pretty zombie. I got your back, buddy.
And this was posted in the forums by FTLinkRX.
Oh, he's LinkRX.
Very, very cool.
Alan Ilacoque is going to get me a Star Creature.
So I'm watching a movie. You're lucky, too, because I'm going to not make you guess which one it is. But you know, in Pulp Fiction, right before Travolta and that chick with the fine red lips do the gay dance at Jack Rabbit Slim's, where they're sitting in the Chrysler talking, and right before Red Lips, that's what I call the broad with the fine red lips, orders a $5 milkshake, Travolta orders a vanilla Coke. Now, this movie was made in 1994. Now, if they had vanilla Coke in 1994, and I never heard about it, and that doesn't happen, so what did happen? Well, we all know that Travolta is a Scientologist. Therefore, the logical answer to this problem is that the Scientologists have created a time machine.
Good God.
Seems that the most logical assumption to me is
right. Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, first one you think of. So now I need to find some members who would be willing to form an armed unit whose sole intention is the repossession of this time machine in order to exchange it with my source for a fully functional Star Cruiser.
Excellent!
Applicants must be versed in the words of Xenu.
Words.
Know how to shoot AR-51s with 95% accuracy at 200 yards, provide their own camo environmental suits, and be willing to spend the remainder of their life flying around the universe in a Star Cruiser.
I'm going to take that shoot AR-51s with 95% accuracy at 200 yards.
Yeah.
That's a soldier reference. But anyway.
Yes, I knew that one. Yeah. Send application notice with skill set to security email address. So you can reply to him in the forums if you want.
Ooh, wonderful.
Very, very nice.
Very, very nice. So
I thought that was pretty damn funny.
That's great.
That was pretty good.
What else we got?
We got some party announcements for New Year's. We got an East Coast Rant Radio Party and a West Coast Rant Radio Party.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For New Year's.
For New Year's.
What day is New Year's? Like, what day?
Oh, you mean a day?
Yeah, the day, you fucking moron.
I'm like, Sean, you're not that
dumb. I think
it's
a Wednesday,
dumb.
Isn't it?
You're not that dumb. It is a Tuesday night, so that's pretty brutal. But the next day's a holiday, so it doesn't really matter.
New Year's Day.
Yep. The West Coast Party is hosted by Spider in Victoria, B.C. That's a spider with a Y, the female
really?
Spider. Yep. So people on the West Coast, head up the coast to Victoria, B.C.
Wow.
And on the East Coast, Doodle is hosting the party in New Jersey. So I'm going to post the link, and you can reply there and check that out, and you can hook up with them and maybe make in the middle of the States party, too. Saskatchewan or Manitoba. Or
in the middle of...
Or down in the States.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool, eh?
That is cool. I like that. What else you got?
I got some news that I found that's not in your list I looked through. This is from the New York Times, which is actually from Slashdot, but I went to the source.
I never do that.
This is about Kazaa. It's kind of funny because they can't shut down Kazaa. Because having vanquished the music swapping service Napster in court, the entertainment industry is facing a formidable obstacle in pursuing its major successor, Kazaa. Geography. Charmin Networks, a distributor of the program, is incorporated in the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu, and managed from Australia.
Yeah, fuck you.
Its computer servers are in Denmark. And the source code for its software was last seen in Estonia. So they're like, where, what? Kazaa's original developers, who still control the underlying technology, are thought to be living in the Netherlands. Although entertainment lawyers seeking them have charged them with violating United States copyright, have been unable to find them. So they're like...
That's fucking cool.
It's all over the place. Such is the internet.
Yeah, suck my
And
dog.
You can't find them.
All right.
And the next one...
This looks like news.
This is quite.
This is
amazing.
Cool.
Well, it's not amazing or cool. Well, it's very large amount of money.
What's going on?
$28 billion won by a single person in a lawsuit from the tobacco company.
What?
$28 billion.
One guy won $28
billion. Yeah, some chick with like fatal lung cancer.
Dude.
Pretty large amount.
What the fuck is she going to do with the money?
Usually when they award huge amounts like that, it's to teach them a lesson, not to award the person. $28 billion in punitive damages to a 64-year-old woman suffering from terminal lung cancer. The order caused the company shares to dip sharply at the New York Stock Exchange.
Jesus Christ.
Betty Bullock, who has been puffing on Benson & Hedges cigarettes since she was 17, was diagnosed with lung cancer last year. Her disease has spread to her liver. Bullock sued Philip Morris for fraud and negligence for failing to warn her of the risks of smoking. The award is equivalent to 38% of Philip Morris's turnover.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that absolutely a large amount?
I hope she got something cool with the money. If I won $28 billion.
Yeah.
What
would you do with
billion dollars?
Well, there's a Star Cruiser.
Well, to be totally honest with you, I probably would start my own little fucking space foundation. $28 billion, right. Yeah, I could fucking start a space foundation. Actually, you know what I'd do?
Yeah. What would you do?
Well, I take a billion of it, and I divide it evenly among all the Rants Radio listeners, and I'm totally not joking.
Because there's enough left over for you.
Oh, yeah. What are you kidding? I'd probably take, like, $5 billion. There you go, boys. Everybody gets $10 million. Woo-hoo! Because it'd be so cool to get everybody
yeah.
that rich. All these
be like,
we'd be in wire in 20 seconds. Why do you know? Oh, we're rewarding our listeners. They did stuff for us. So we're
they supported us.
Up.
We'll support
Whee!
Them.
Then what else are we gonna? Then we all go. Yeah, that'd be dope. We could become like this big cyber gang. We'll like roam around all these brat packs.
Everyone's got enough money to do whatever they want.
And every crazy fucked up idea I get, we go do.
Yeah.
And everyone have the money to come with me.
They'll be like,
yeah,
let's
do it. Let's go to fucking Glastonbury tour. Get the secret files. Yeah. Be all these guys. It'd be fucking. We terrorize the planet. That'd be so fucking dope.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
It is so doable. I give my wife like $10 million so that she could like make sure when I spend all the money, I'm not fucked.
You still have some left over.
Oh yeah, there you go, honey. There you go. And then we'd like blow $28 billion. We're like, aren't you worried about investing in the United? Go fuck yourself. We're out here to
got
party.
Money.
You know, we can hand out millions of dollars to like kids. Are you under the age of 18? Yeah, there you go.
There's some money.
You know,
don't let your parents
put people
it.
Through college. Have like real robot wars. Open a big rock quarry and have like no holds barred. You can fire, you know, 50 cal at each other. Go,
yeah, dope. None of this fire restrictions.
Oh, that'd be fucking dope. Oh, wow. I mean, that's just a billion. That'd just be a billion.
Oh,
like 28
yeah.
billion, we'd blow a billion that way.
28 robot wars.
No, $1 billion?
Yeah.
That's like 1,000 million. Fuck.
My chair, man.
No, so, sorry. Sorry, man. I need to push your chair.
The $28 billion number was reached by $1 million for each person who died of smoking-linked lung cancer last year.
Oh, my God.
28,000 people. That's how they came up with it. So.
Good God.
Nice,
I bet the judge was just like, fuck you, smack. Bet that lawyer is fucking retired.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Whole law firm.
I'll be all fucking taking my partnership and you can suck my cock now.
I'll take 10% of that.
Yeah. Thanks much. I walked away with my $202.8 billion. Thanks for coming out. Fuck you very much.
Very nice.
Very nice.
So that'd be it.
Cool. So what do we got in the halftime music?
Well, we've got three things.
Three?
Three things.
Cool.
I've got a very, very cool band, sort of electronic.
Okay.
Sort of weird.
Who are they?
They're called Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Okay.
From the album called Frankenstein Girls Will Seem Strangely Sexy. And
good
the song,
album name.
Yes. Very good album name. And the song is the first song off that album called Back Mask Warning.
Okay.
And the middle thing we're going to play is called Wog Magic.
Oh, this would be a Blanca thing, wouldn't it?
This would be a Sable Blanca thing.
Right on.
And after that, because I'm going to go see Strom Kern this Thursday in Seattle.
Boy. Here we go.
I'm going to play some Strom Kern.
There you go.
So
because you're the stage manager, you can do that.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
You betcha.
And, Strom Kern with Seabound and SMP, the catwalk, this Thursday. Only $10 to get in.
Dope.
Meet me there. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. Okay, well, let's get into it.
And it's called Perfect Sunrise, so we're going to just get into it.
Check it out. Here on RantRadio.com.
You guys, man. You got to get organized. Come on. When I say we, you say stop.
We.
Stop.
We.
Stop. When I say we, you say stop.
We.
Stop.
We.
Stop. Dead.
Just like exactly. thanks to Trotsky's Ghost for the new mirror of Rant Radio, bringing up Rant Radio's possible listeners to 1,000.
And when we break 1,000, I'm going to stop reading out the names in the IRC, because that will be out of control. He was there and he goes, hi there. Say, you look pretty hot in that thing. Huge pop. Now, pause. You look pretty hot in that thing. What is the worst imaginable thing you could say back? Okay? The worst thing you could do, rather than saying, so do you, is you could play coy with the guy. Huge pop. Say, you look pretty hot in that thing. And I said, thanks, I like to sweat. Huge pop. Fuck! So, Sean, what's been going on in, like, the last 7 months? You left us, you cocksucker! You leper messiah! You know, hey, what? What do you want to hear, man?
Yeah,
Robert Morris. His handle is RTM. His claim to fame was he was the son of a chief scientist at the National Computer Security Center. Part of the NSA.
Here's the name.
This Cornell University graduate student introduced the word hacker into the vernacular when he accidentally unleashed the internet worm in 1988. Holy shit! This is the guy who is the son of the chief scientist of the NSA? You're so bitched! Say what? Say what again? Say what one more motherfucking time? I double dog dare you!
What?
So I'm sitting there in the back, and I'm thinking, and I get this idea in my head.
Yes.
And that is that I want to start another organization.
That's the sound of my head hitting the microphone.
Yes, that's right. Kadath actually sent me his wife.
He did?
Yeah, that's great.
What are you going to do with her?
I'm going to fucking stab you is what I'm going to do.
We need some chicks to fly up here.
Better the big guy.
Sim is single.
You cannot fuck Sean K, but you can fuck Sim.
It's almost as good.
No.
Sim will be running security, so if you think you can kick Sim's ass, come on down there.
No.
And I have $200 to anyone who can kick Sim's ass.
No.
Lies.
One more bacon joke and I'll end release.
This was the golden age of hackers. It was between, I'd say, 1983 to 1987. You know, nobody in the mainframes had a goddamn clue. If you even had a clue, you were gone, okay? It was like, no, you think so, Mr. Garrison? You will give me a bad mark. I will turn off the phones to your zip code.
You could.
Okay, I don't know if anybody's hearing this shit or not. This is all archived. We just had a fucking major serious piece of hardware come down. Here I came on 128, so you guys are hearing us. Okay, this is some pretty incredible shit. Here's what just happened. The computer which there's normally in the studio, there's two computers. One computer which we broadcast through, the other computer where we do all our mixing. So what happened is that our one computer, which normally we do mixing, we have the stream come in, took a monster shit. Okay, it just said, fuck you, asshole! And actually just said, no, suck my cock, and it's completely, it wouldn't even boot. Then it wouldn't even show up in BIOS on the boot. No fixed disk anywhere on the system.
Go no hard it. Drive.
No hard drive. You suck. Should be destroyed. Let's go to the IRC and see if they're even hearing us. I'm hoping you guys can hear us. Can you guys hear us?
Somebody say yes.
Somebody say yes.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, smoke.
It's on the job.
Fuck!
Oh, great.
Don't. You'll break. Whoa, Ranger, don't ever talk to me like that again. That's fucked up.
Okay? And this is something I've done. You know what I did this week? I burned all my t-shirts.
No.
I did.
You burned the blue baby killing Jesus?
No, I gave that away.
Oh, okay, good.
You know, the one that said, Nuclear Goblins, Communist, Gay Baby, Steal for Christ?
Yes.
Yeah, I gave that one away.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, another drink for yourself.
Thank
you. We're getting pissed.
Yeah, the whole gun control.
Fine, I'm working on a prototype butcher robot.
There you go.
And this robot goes and slaughters cows in the field. So it doesn't matter. Go to the slaughterhouse, you lose all the things, it chases the cows around the field, it cuts it up, makes it into steaks, and you let it go in a schoolyard.
Don't need to bring in the cows, we come to you.
Yeah, so.
Okay, yeah.
Are you charged with criminal negligence? Are you charged?
Child, no cow.
Yeah. Child cow.
Deal. Right.
It's like it never works out in the end, but it's not like you never discuss us. We walk and buy and you keep asking why, and no one I am trying so hard. There's something inside that you're trying to find, but you won't be well to know. Why am I?
Back on this air. Very, very cool. Sabo.
Yes, Sabo. I like some of those quotes. Those are awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember like half of that shit. I'm like, wow, we say that?
I can't believe we say that. Pretty funny stuff.
That's pretty crazy shit. But on to interesting news. Very, very cool, Sabo. Thank you ever so much. I mean, the fucking guy does really, really good stuff.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Super cool. Super duper duper cool. Let's talk about some interesting news. One of the first things I see, and this is kind of outside of the parameter of my regular news, is that there's a sweet-ass electric car that I saw on the web, which I think is really dope. You've probably seen this one if you've looked around. Most electric cars look fully faggot. Like, they're just, like, these really shitty-ass, like, meh. This one here does 100...
What the hell?
This thing here does, like, a fucking 160 kilometers an hour, and it looks like a railroad car. That's, it's just, like, it's like the 21st century damnation alley car. Like, look at that
insane
fucking thing. Hey, fuck with me! Put a turret on
it's got
you know?
Eight wheels.
It's all about giving that car to Ibis Tech. That's what I want. That car is Ibis Tech.
What is Ibis Tech?
Ibis Tech mounts 50 calibers in trucks.
Very cool.
On, like, this reversible pintle mount. So they're very, very cool. Yeah, they got, like, all the fucking speed there. It's top speed motors and your max power, blah, 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 blah. So very, very cool.
This max speed is 311 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, you want to fuck with me? You want to fuck with me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, rocket train, eh? None of that shit. Liking that, eh? So I was just like, that is a dope fucking car.
400 meters in 14.5 seconds.
You betcha.
Oh, my God.
Fuck with the power. What's the crew capacity? How many people
can go there's probably a lot of people can go in there.
What's the capacity?
Eight
people. Yeah, the WOG Rapid Response Vehicle.
No kidding. Wow.
WRSV.
Catchy.
Very catchy. Server.
Very catchy.
Anyway. Now, in the, from the, terms used in the media that scare the shit out of me department.
Yeah.
It's when the term hate crime and hacking gets used together.
No, not good.
White
for hate.
White hat hate crimes on the rise.
White hat hate crimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is when apparently the black hat hackers, this is totally a media created thing, when a black hat hacker goes after a white hat hacker or... let's see, people with different moral backgrounds clash, like every day in the IRC. That's now a fucking hate crime? What the fuck? No. Just because we disagree doesn't make me a hate crime person.
That's right.
Okay, and don't try to think just because I happen to adhere to one set of morals and you adhere to another set of morals, that then makes me a hate crime victim. Nice try. Please try again.
You're white. He was black. It's a hate crime.
Yeah, no.
Not necessarily.
No. there are hate crimes that are happening, but I don't think it's happening with the cyber community against the cyber community. It's just like, it's just a battle. It's like, you know.
I don't know what color these people are on
IRC. Yeah, so calling, using the term hacking and hate crime together scares me. Okay, that's a little bit fucked up. So I don't care what they say, but hate crime is the wrong term to use there, and they're just totally using it as a media bullshit thing, okay?
It's better to hack for Jesus.
Yeah, hack Jesus. MC-900-foot Jesus. More American imperialism from Infungus. Yes, apparently the U.S. asks the U.N. for an okay to use Valium gas against Americans.
What? Valium gas?
Yeah, like Valium, you know, like, oh, I feel very cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Subdue the masses.
So, apparently, they're talking, there's a link that talks about that there.
For riot control.
Yeah. It says. Yeah, so the, we'll get everybody high.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the war with drugs, not the war on drugs. Then we've got Bushwatch. Bushwatch.net, Empire, which is all about the American imperialism, which is slowly coming into being. Now, you can make your own fucking decisions from this, okay? But we're just presenting a counterpoint that you will not see in the news media. I'm not saying I agree with this shit. I'm just presenting it for your own approval, okay? So you can check this out.
In case you missed it.
Yeah, the Bush plan for an empire, okay? And if you don't think that there's a Bush plan for a fucking empire, take a look at the new American 52-cent stamp that looks almost exactly like a Nazi eagle.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like grasping things and...
No, it's just the way it's drawn. It's all with straight angled lines looking very, very, very Third Reichish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what their graphic artist was thinking, but
Can somebody find a picture of that?
Yeah, that's actually from... Yeah, I can show you that afterwards.
Okay.
It's from the Memory Hole. TheMemoryHole.org has
okay.
It.
Very cool.
But yeah, it's this very Third Reich-looking fucking eagle.
Does it have, like, two heads on it?
No. It's like an uber close-up, so you can't see both wings, but it's just like the head, neck, and body. But it's just like, holy shit, dudes. Pretty nuts. G-Man sent me anti-freedom of information laws. I'm writing my local member of federal parliament. Now, this is in Australia, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm writing my local member of federal parliament asking him if he intends to ignite the fires of book burning. I guess I'll be looking for a good anonymous remailer before that particular email is sent. I feel so angry yet utterly powerless. What's next? Will they ban my website because they don't like my music? G-Man. Now, this is from October 1, 2002. Secret web bans in FOI changes. Freedom of Interaction. Simon Hayes. Websites protesting against November's World Trade Organization meeting in Sydney could be secretly banned under proposed laws.
Mm.
Yeah. Several websites that call for violent disruption of the informal WTO summit.
Yes, I read about this.
Have been targeted by the NSW, whatever that is, probably New Sydney West Police Minister, Michael Costa, who has referred to them for possible banning under federal internet censorship rules designed to rein in online pornography. Suggestions to bring flares, marbles, and slingshots, and how to set fires with electrical timers and lob smoke bombs at police lines have been promoted on some sites. Full text ripped from here. Here's the full article here, which is part of the Australian IT News.
Okay, I read something else.
Did you?
Yeah, it was another website that they wanted to take down because it had it was a joke thing to get points during a protest. It's like break a Starbucks window, 50 points. Tip over a garbage can, 10 points. Deface a advertising poster, 20 points like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so shit like that, but it's a little bit scary when they, oh, yeah, pornography, now it's against politics, we don't have to agree with.
Pornography.
Yeah. But there's a way, we found an interesting way that people are fighting back against Big Brother with pocket lasers.
I love this one.
This is pretty cool. The whole concept of this is, of course, a pocket laser, if you shine it into a camera, that camera is fuck sword. So if you happen to have a little bit of putty or silly putty or some clay or something or some perhaps some Fimo kicking around.
You can't see that one, sorry.
Yeah.
It's on New York Times, so you have to get a registration.
Yeah, well, whatever. Just, you know, do your thing, whatever. But the whole concept of it is just how people are taking Fimo clay and lasers and fucking sticking them on walls and blinding these fucking cameras that are mobile.
If they're going to film you, you can point lasers at them.
Yeah, right. You want to fuck around? Fuck around. So that's kind of an interesting thing. I saw that. Now, there's an interesting... Now, on the new emerging technology front, this is really some serious shit here. Fujitsu to unveil cell phone operated robot. The Fujitsu Laboratories Limited on Monday said it has developed a new robot designed to be remotely controlled by mobile phone to operate electrical appliances and monitor home security. How easy is that to hack?
All too easy.
Like a whole new version of war dialing. I'm going to war dial till I get a robot fucking phone, and then I'm going to fuck someone's house up or get them to unlock the door so that I can get in.
Guess what I did today, Mom? I turned off everyone's fridges.
Yeah, guess what I did today, Mom? I turned on all the gas stoves in one apartment building because the apartment complex all has these robots.
I turned on everyone's microwave for 5 hours.
That's
while they were out.
While they were out, I turned on all the gas ovens and left them open, and then on the top floor
I put down the
toaster, and the whole fucking building exploded and spewing burning shit everywhere. It was great.
Then my furniture landed in front of me burning.
Yeah, all this burning shit, you know. Oh my god.
And I called up my friend Tyler Durden.
Yeah, that's right. And then I went to a big one and he called me back. How fucking nutty is that? Now.
That is nutty.
Also on the where the fuck is your foresight department?
Oh, this one is
PDAs,
cool but scary.
No, it's not. This is not cool. This is not fucking cool. PDAs communicate through human touch. Everyone's going, huh? What?
Ow.
In Tokyo, Nippon Telegraph and Telephone Corp., NTT, and NTT Docomo Incorporated have jointly developed technology to allow people to exchange data via their personal digital assistants, PDA bus, just by touching each other. Just by touching them, you can now send files back and forth. Doesn't this give a whole new version to virus? Holy shit. Now, this is in China, where everyone gets on these fucking trains and there's people pushers. If everyone's got a fucking...
their brains with
if everyone's on a... If everyone's got a PDA, I build myself a custom virus that fucks PDAs. I get on the subway. It spreads through that crowd in a matter of seconds.
Which exists. There's cell phone viruses.
Yeah,
there
like...
are PDA viruses.
Dude, what are you doing?
Not only
that, what if it's a worm? Bang. 10 seconds, bang, I touch it, I take it back. Thanks. How snow crash is that?
Oh, yeah, it spreads.
I'm just like, whoa, that's really fucked up. The technology takes advantage of human's body's conductivity, and the companies will be trying to commercialize it as a new communications medium.
Not only that, you're tracking people now, too, as you pass by things.
Yeah.
With your PDAs.
I mean, that's just fucking... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That makes me crazy.
What's happening?
Things that make Sean insane for 1,000. So, now, so that's pretty much it for tonight for the news segment. But I do have something to talk about for recommended media.
Okay.
I saw a movie
yesterday
that I thought was the coolest fucking movie I've seen since The Matrix.
Really? Was that cool?
It was that fucking cool. It's cool enough that I'm like, whoa, dude, like, this is amazingly cool. If anyone who hasn't seen this, now, it's a different kind of cool. Okay, it's a totally different venue of cool.
Right.
But check out Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, is that a good movie. Like, it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. I rented it last night.
Yeah.
Watched it. And then today, me and Priest, like, while we were supposed to be working, we went inside the house and we watched it again. Yeah, it's that fucking cool. And he was like, dude, that's like a totally dope-ass movie. Yeah,
nice.
So very, very cool. So everybody, go acquire that film. Brotherhood of the Wolf is fucking dope. Mess with the normals. Get lasers and blind cameras. That's
where you go.
Yeah, you betcha. Do that shit. If like that's just a fucking neat idea to do. And besides, lasers are so cheap now that you can do that. So very, very cool. I have no digital baptisms this week. But if you want to be digitally baptized and get a new online name, you can do that. So that'll be very, very cool. What do you do?
Oh, I just left the speakers up. I guess you haven't complained about it.
I haven't complained about it. I'm hearing my own voice back at me.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Jim. So, on our way out tonight, I did want to say I am sorry about the Tales from the Afternoon thing. For a little while, we're going to have to take a break on that because it's just... We've got too much happening, and I'm sorry. Blah, blah. So that's it. You can hate me if you want to. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Hate him for other reasons.
Hate me because, you know, I'm a fucking idiot or whatever. I don't really care. But I can only do so much, guys. And I'm sorry. I like doing them. They're very cool, but I just can't afford to do it. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add on, Sim?
No, I think I got everything. All the stuff that people have been sending me, still keep sending it. I'm going to get it up. Totally, totally busy here.
Yeah, it's
we're both
just
busy,
been,
but it will get up. You will see it there. I have, like, a ton of stuff that's going to go up.
It will be going up. Going through the IRC tonight to who managed to stick around for the show. We have Capone X, Sanix, Smokehouse, Abadubi, Aerolith Gainsborough, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alizor, Alpha 736, Angelica Firestorm, Antifood, APOC, Barcode, Bastard Guy, Borden, Burger Burger, Cabot, Case, Cerulean, Child, Countersink, Covanch, Coyote 23, Cybertech, TMC, Dark's Desire, Della, Diffusion, Dr. Zodiac, Darky, Droopy, Enoch Away, G-Maniacs, Gorka, Government Slave, Hell Raiders 253, K-16, Kadath, Kazuma, Kexler, Kitty, Kindling Boy, Lechek, Lentium, there's someone in the IRC named Loser, Master Cheese, Microcrew, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Mr. Amps, No Deal, Necos, Neuralized, Nikon, I always know, this fucks me up, Nikon, Nixon?
Nixon.
NGC, Kurgan, Paladin, Probadoodle, Prune Swallow, Quasimovo, Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Rose, Roto, Sapphire, Shade, Sirdork, Scavenger, Ski, Snake, Southpaw, Samurai, Spudley, Tanthrix, WP, The Beast, The Bug, Templar 9, Trotsky's Go, TSOA, Turmoil, Terrell, Jesus fucking Christ, there's a lot of people in here tonight. Up, yes, WOPR, Zeola, Yerky, Zertroy, Lieutenant Major, Zombie, Pyro, First of the Fallen, D-Day Species, D-Day Species Away. Fuck.
Oh, well.
It's getting
it's
crazy.
It's getting big, man. Like, 92 people in the IRC. Very, very cool.
That is nice to see. And if you tell two people.
And if you tell two
there'll
people.
There'll be 300 people.
There'll be 300 people in here. The whole idea here is that we really do need to
bigger, keep, better, faster.
Yeah, we got to keep it going, guys. We got to keep it going and growing. And you know,
which it is, and you're doing your job out there.
You are.
Keep it going.
You bet, you guys. And you know, everybody's been doing their thing, and
we're doing our job. You're doing your job. Everyone's happy.
It's going to work out just fine, guys. And as long as we just keep on this pace, we'll keep it going. So until next week, you just remember that where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come and join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better life, you want the same as you get. A family to see you and all brethren, come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. I just thought of what we could get.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just thinking because, you know, always when you're like, oh, people are like, hey, you know what you want? I was
thinking like Christmas presents, birthday.
No, for like the people who said you can have anything you want. You know,
we can.
Yeah,
oh, super cool. Okay.
Well, because they said, you know, if money wasn't an option, you know what I'd really like to get? A digital recorder. Like a small handheld digital recorder.
Right.
That way, I'd be kind of out of excuses, wouldn't I?
Very.
Because I could hold my digital handheld recorder and make comments on shit. Like, if I wanted to rant on the fly and shit like that, I could just be like, blah, and do my digital handheld recorder thing.
Very, very true. I don't know what they're down to now. I had one before, and it was not cheap, but that was years ago.
That was
years ago.
Well, plus you got to make sure it's got enough space,
enough quality, all that stuff.
Of course, ItFungus fucked off. He's not in the IRC anymore.
He can listen to this in the archives.
Yeah, I don't suppose he'll actually listen to this. I'll probably mention it next show, too.
Yeah.
Now I'm, like, thinking about it. I still like a watch, though. But that was the only...
You're a junkie for watches.
I'm a bit of a watch junkie. Watches and sunglasses are, like, fucking pretty much big.
That's what I see you with, a new watch and a new sunglasses. Like, all the time, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck, man?
Your last one wasn't good enough?
I don't buy them.
I just get them.
I just get them. I acquire
them one way or another.
I acquire them. So, how's Sam?
I'm doing pretty good. Had a good weekend.
Yeah, what'd you do?
What did I do? Oh, I went out for my birthday. Some friends took me out. Black Wolf in Soma.
Took me
downtown to Han's Restaurant. That's the
all-vegetarian
bacon. Vegetarian Chinese place.
Oh.
Uber sweet dinner. Everyone ordered vegetarian, so it was all around.
Oh, nice.
Vegan, actually.
Vegan.
No eggs in the rice.
Hardcore vegan.
Hardcore vegan food. And they're all like, damn, this is good. Which, it's an awesome place. Anybody in Vancouver, go down there. It's like fast food, Chinese, shuffle you in, shuffle you out. Very cool, kind of weird atmosphere.
What do you want?
Like it would be.
You want the food now? Now you go bye-bye.
You ready to order? You ready to order?
Really?
Yeah, like, it's fast. You get food in 5 minutes. Whole table full of food.
Really?
And they're by, like, all the time, filling your tea up. It's awesome. Cheap, too.
It's like a fast food kind of setting, too, isn't it?
Sort of, but it's huge building.
Yeah, I think I've been to Han's. There's one in Richmond.
Yeah, that one sucks.
Oh.
No, it's in New West. It's in New West.
No, there's one in Richmond.
Okay.
There's one.
It's not a big surprise, actually.
Yeah, there's one in Richmond.
Okay. The Vancouver one is the shit. It's awesome. It is massive. It's got a separate vegetarian kitchen, like, all by itself. No meat touches that kitchen for the rabid people out there.
For the fucking... Such yourself. Oh,
yes.
somebody put something in the
oh, cool.
RC.
Did they find
I don't know.
Something?
I clicked on it, and we're
That's
doing
dangerous.
It now. They said, Kyle 23 goes, like this, Sean? Oh, wow.
Whoa.
A jukebox recorder.
15 gigs? Yeah, that could hold
MP3
a bit.
MP3 player and recorder. Wait, now, does that...
good price.
Oh, my God.
That's the shit.
Does this have a built-in mic? Jesus Christ.
Wow. How big is
that's
that?
That's like $300. You can't buy
pocket
that.
Pocket-sized.
Yeah, but that's, like, expensive. I'd feel weird if people, like, actually bought
that. That's like a dollar listener.
Sim's like, no, that's not too bad. I'm going to buy that. I want to.
All around.
Fuck, I'm not about
smoke ass, too.
Yeah, no, man. I don't know. Like, that's fucking...
That's serious.
That's some serious shit, guys.
But, yeah, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
That's
not,
actually more than I thought,
not necessarily
actually.
The one that I'd want you to get me, but... That's a little bit high end, you know.
Then I,
of course, then if they got me that, I'd probably feel like all obligated and shit.
Because
then they could be like, Sean, we got you that digital recorder. And what do you mean you're going to have time? I mean, I know you're a security guard and you spend lots of time walking around doing nothing. All you need to do is get a little clip mic and discuss stuff. That's all you'd have to do. That'd actually be kind of cool because, yeah, that'd be fucking neat. They won't get it, though. There's no way they will. There's no fucking chance.
No.
Oh, it's the internet.
You not know the power of server.
I made up server. Trust me, I know the power of it.
Yeah.
But, no, it's Sean's discussing stuff with himself.
After I went to Han's, went down to Drexel Games. Very cool.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Got even more stuff in there. Looks
cool.
Really nice.
Yeah,
played,
I gotta get down
played
there.
Some cool games, because they got games that are open, so you can play any game in the store, take it to the back, put it on the table, play the whole game. They have magic tournaments there. Fucking awesome.
Well, good for Drex.
Yeah.
That's kind of the dream.
It's open
it?
Every day, so.
That was kind of the dream.
It was.
To go down there and have the game store, you know.
Hang out.
We were all, well, Drex used to run Madhouse Comic and Cards, right? So
that's right.
He's
fully into
it. He knows all
before.
About this shit. So it would have been really cool. Like, God love him, though, you know? I mean, that's.
Then I went to a party, smoked some weed, and made out with a Spanish chick.
What? Woo! Seriously?
Yeah.
You fuck her?
No.
Are you lying?
She was only 18. So.
what the fuck? How old are you? You're not. How old are you now?
29 now.
So what? Whatever. You're old enough to be your brother. Nail the bitch. What are you doing?
If I'd have been there, if I'd have been single, I'd have fucked her. No.
Is she a hot spinner? She must have been. You are one.
She was pretty
picky
good.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, she was okay.
So you're a bitch for the long black hair shit. You're like, that Spanish shit gets you going.
Yeah, she had an awesome accent. Black hair, of course, right? She's from Mexico.
Was she high, too?
No.
So she got you high. Let me get this straight.
No, you got your bacon ass
dragged out.
No, they got you stoned,
and then they fucked you.
My buddy got me high.
Your buddy got you high. Which one?
I can't say that on the air.
You can't say that on the air.
Wait, what are you, nuts?
Are you insane?
Oh, man. That's crazy for you to go do that.
I didn't smoke it right, though. I didn't smoke it right.
I didn't inhale.
I just kept inhaling.
I kept on blowing on it, and the cherry got really hot.
I'm not very good at it, so.
Oh, what's this I hear about a hot redhead at Frank Mark?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, I guess you didn't tell me. What was that all about?
Oh, this chick named...
Hot redhead.
No. Well, she was okay, but what was her name?
Anyways.
She-Devil. That's
okay.
Right.
Oh, all right.
She's very well known in the Counter-Strike circles.
Okay, and?
That's all. She was, like, sitting on my lap, and we're, like, broadcasting from there and stuff.
That's
like
all?
That.
She's sitting on my lap? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not worth mentioning. Like, if I came here and a bunch of chicks are sitting on my lap, my wife wouldn't even care. No, that wouldn't be worth mentioning.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, Sim gets the checks, right?
Well, yeah, that's
yeah,
cause,
right.
That's because you can.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean you do get the chicks? What the fuck? You got that blonde hair.
Not the right ones, though. She was 17.
You are picky as fuck.
She was 17.
Lived
in Seattle and was a bubblehead.
You were just 18 and 17, and you just called her a bubblehead?
She was, and everyone can agree with it. I'll play the audio later.
I don't know, man.
Not too smart.
I don't know, man. You should have nailed that. That dog would hunt. I would have gone that way. You bet you would. It's a good thing I am married.
We'd have stories all night.
I'd be a slut. Jesus, would I be a slut? People watching Sean get laid. You know, seriously.
Live on webcam.
We'd have like the hidden camera of me hitting on chicks. Just brutal, eh? That's so funny, man. That Sable thing.
That was awesome.
He plays it all in with the music. I never even thought of that. I was like, damn, that's fucking sweet. That guy just cracks me up. I would love to send Sabo something. Is he still here? He's probably fucking guy.
Oh, he's like in Ireland or so. Scotland. That's right.
Scotland or some shit.
He listened to this whole thing three times. Every episode, he'll hear this.
Yeah, I hope so. If you get this, Sabo, send me your mailing address, man. I want to send you a fucking bottle of good Canadian shit so that you can get have a drink on me, man. Because that's dope, man.
Oh, yeah.
And she gave some naked pictures. What's this all about?
No. They're on the website. They're on her website. She's like,
well, are they on the website now? Let's go to America. Come on. What the fuck?
I'll dig them up. You keep talking. I don't know where they are.
Well, if they're on her website, do you know where her website is?
No.
Well, I'm sure somebody in the IRC will be able to find it.
I think I saved the links.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, where are they? I want to see these fucking nude pictures of this fucking chick that was sitting on your lap.
I'll get them.
I can't believe she put nude pictures of herself.
They're not nude.
Hook me up with like, New URL Sim.
They're like...
It's 6 a.m. in Scotland. He's a fucking nut.
He's not there. He's not
Juice
awake.
By Sumerian. Juice by Sumerian. Whoa, Sumerian. We got a winner.
We got a winner.
No red meat. No meat for any man over that.
But, no red meat.
Oh, my God. That's just fucking crazy. That's just crazy. What else is,
And then on Sunday.
Such a good birthday, though. Getting high and necking with some Spanish. That was
really
fucking...
Yeah, I liked it. It was
good.
You
must have woken up next morning and be like, damn, I'm the Pimp Mac motherfucker.
No, it was good. It was good. That really made my birthday, because nothing happened on my birthday, right? It was just...
Well, you got older.
got a little bit old. Black Wolf came over, watched some movies, and he totally forgot it was my birthday, but we watched some movies. It was cool. I showed him...
I suck.
I didn't even call.
What kind of a fucking gay friend am I?
Eh? Uber gay.
Damn it!
No, we watched what's that awesome movie with the no words and the scenery and stuff, and you know, in the
Baraka.
Baraka. We watched.
Oh, Baraka. You got Baraka. You got high and watched Baraka.
No. That was a different day. It was on my birthday.
Oh, you actually watched Baraka.
Black Wolf doesn't get me high.
Well, I didn't know.
No, he's not my drug dealer.
Prophet Doodle, not nude, just topless and bottomless. She had a flag on as a scarf, though.
Somebody's seen the page.
Prophet Doodle, baby.
Post the link, because I can't find it.
You can't find it. Somebody post that fucking link.
Yeah, just if you have that page.
I want to see this bitch who's sitting on your lap. So
well, who posted that?
That's probably
Doodle. Okay, yeah, okay,
New Jersey.
You must have the link, because you weren't there. Nixon was there. I don't know if he saw it.
Probably Doodle's got all the dirty porn links. She's all down with the dirty porn shit.
And then on Sunday, washed and waxed my car.
I washed and waxed my car.
Six hours. So. Long time.
6 hours my to dad, watch and dad, dad are you like a car that. Guy? Are you like turning into a car guy
no,
now?
No, I've always taken care of my cars. Like, my car is showroom. Better than showroom. It was dirty when I got it.
6 hours.
I'll tell you how crazy I am about that.
I believe it.
I waxed the inside of the hood of my engine bay. I waxed the engine bay.
You waxed the engine bay of your fucking car?
The inside of the trunk in the back, too. Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Anything painted. I waxed the underside of the car.
Okay, that's really out of
control. Door jams, everything.
Why would you do that?
Because it looks nice. Lift up the hood, it's shining.
Speaking of cars, you know, when I entered, I paid $20 and I entered this draw to win this car. There's only like 12,000 tickets printed out, but I think I'm going to win it.
You got a good feeling.
No, weird. I don't buy those tickets. I just walk by. I seen this fucking...
Yeah, it's a
1968 convertible Camaro, and it's blue.
And they asked you for your mail address?
No. They didn't.
No?
No.
What'd they ask you?
No, it's a hospital. It's a hospital auction. Get it off. They just said, okay. $20.
Because usually those are spam.
No. This was like this woman.
Legitimate.
And the car was nice,
yeah.
But it wasn't like uber fucking nice.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like stupidly nice. It was some guy built this car,
yeah.
Then donated it.
It's for the kids.
For the kids, yeah.
It's for the kids.
And the car is only appraised at like 14 grand or some shit like
no, it's
that.
Not
so,
bad.
So, well, yeah,
it's an older car, too, right?
Well, it's a 68 convertible. Yeah, it's an older car. It's a 68 convertible fucking Camaro or Firebird, rather. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Junker day driver, right?
Yeah.
Not quite.
But, yeah, no, it's... are we still got that link yet? No, I know.
Come on!
Oh, well.
Let me... I'm going to do a search for it. Her name is She-Devil, and put in Counter-Strike, and you'll find it. Come on. Come on, Shelly.
Come on, Shelly. What the hell is that from?
It's from Mad TV. We
come
say
on,
that.
Shelly.
We say it at work all the time.
Oh, really?
Come on, Shelly. It's this... I don't even... I've only seen it once, but they say it all the time.
We want a link.
Ping Haxor says it all the time.
Ping Haxor.
Meet Ping Haxor. Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru, baby. How's this kid doing?
Very good. Well-behaved. Very well-behaved.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that funny, being Lee Ping Haxer's child. Because Lee Ping Haxer is the most uncontrollable little fuck you've ever met in your life.
I know. It's like an opposite. It's like a rebellion.
Yeah.
His kid's rebelling. I'm not going to be outgoing and annoying and...
Yeah, and his kid's probably just going to be like... That's totally funny. We're typing in the RC right now. She-Devil.
I think I'm going to have to put Counter-Strike in here.
Yeah, well, don't strain yourself. TribalWar.com. You just put CS. You didn't put Counter-Strike.
Yeah, but CS is pretty good.
You are one lazy motherfucker. You know that?
I'll put Counter-Strike.
Jesus Christ, man. How can you fucking do this? Is this her? BGA, no bad girls clan.
There's a couple of She Devils, so this might not be it. That's not it.
There's one there. Hi, I'm a gamer.
Hi.
Oh, well, whatever, man.
Somebody, come on, somebody can find her.
This isn't actually.
I think I found it. Oh, that was her email address.
We got She Devil's Realm.
This may not be it. Don't think this
she
is it.
She just kicked your sorry ass.
Anybody post it yet?
She Devil Vixen.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
That's not it.
I guess we don't have to be hyped. Because this is like after hours.
Oh my god. This is like.
This is not. It's nice, but.
This is like porn.
Goth porn. Can't
believe
that.
Well, let's go take a look at some goth porn. Good god. Pretty cheap. I should give them my email. Oh, yeah, I should give them your email.
My email.
God chick porn is just strange. Like, and the thing that fucks me up is that it wouldn't really bother me so much if the actual goth chick porn was real goth chick porn, but it's not. It's like...
They're all fake goth chicks? No, well, not some of them. They're, like, got the tattoos going on.
Yeah, but, like, you know, like, goth is kind
how
of...
Do
but
I know
like
this? I don't know.
It's,
I don't look at porn.
I don't know, man. Like, goth porn is just sort of... Like, I always think of goth... Goth porn would be like showing nipples or something. It'd never be anything really vulgar. Like, they don't really... Goth chicks shouldn't do shit that's vulgar, you know? hey, wow, there's only 65 people listening. It's a close-knit crowd.
Yeah. It's the after-hours.
It's the Rant
Radio
hours,
at
Rant
night.
Radio. Right now, we're just kind of talking. And Sean all of a sudden busts into goth porn rant. Did I do a goth porn rant?
A very laid-back kind of.
Did I?
Goth porn rant.
Well, it fucks me up because
I'm like, oh, Framart. That's not good.
Well, that's
because she was at Fragmart, so.
You're like on a mission now.
Oh, if I can't find something, now I'm searching for it. It's like
now you're fucked up. I think you still have it on Framart, there, genius.
It keeps correcting me. It's like, did you mean Framart?
Did you mean
what the hell?
It looks like you're trying to write a suicide note. Let me help you out here. Oh well. So so did you get this Spanish chick's phone number or what?
Oh no, I don't care.
What?
I think she was pissed because I, like, she was sleeping on the couch, and she, I don't think she got to sleep properly, and then she left, and then I left after she left the couch, and I was like, I'm out of here.
She never got a phone number.
Oh, I don't care. She's 18.
And you are
some fucked
up.
What do I care?
What do I care? When you're 40, she's 28. What are you fucking 48? Insane? Well, when you're 40, she'd be 28. Oh. Hello?
No. She had some nasty teeth.
So what'd you do necking with her? Were you high when you were necking with her?
No, I didn't. It didn't work. The high didn't work.
What do you mean the high didn't work? Oh, man. You're just bad.
It was just fun. That's all.
What do you do? What do you do?
I can't find it.
I can't find it.
I can't find it.
You're some useless on the web, you know that? She double grabbed.
Okay, I'm gonna find that.
Now you're on a mission.
Yeah.
Now
I have it somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck. You gonna get it? Get it.
I will.
All right. Well, you search and I'll talk on the microphone.
Okay.
What about me? What was my weekend like? This weekend was a weird weekend.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, this weekend was a weird weekend for me because I had Saturday off. Like, completely off.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I didn't, like, go in and work security at night. Because, like, during the week, I work, essentially, like, I get 6.5 hours sleep a night. So, which is kind of fucked up.
That's what I do.
And this is why I wasn't able to get Tales from the Afternoon done. But, so, yeah. Saturday rolled around.
Yeah.
And I didn't really do much of anything. I kind of sat around and stared at the wall going, I should be doing something, but I don't know what to do. And it's very...
And everyone's going, after now. Well, you don't know what to do. Well, you want a break. It's your weekend.
No, because
right?
I'm sitting there and the wife is going to, like, kick my ass if I don't fucking do this shit, right? Like, if I don't go and take some time off and, like, unplug
spend
for a while, she's going to fuck... Well, yeah, yeah, but, like, she wants to, like, paint the living room and shit.
You're like, yeah,
let's paint the living room. I'm like, yeah, wait, I'd rather smash my fucking head in the slate fireplace. You know, I can't paint the living room, honey. Why? Because I'm bleeding from the fucking eyes. You know?
I can't see what color I'm
fucking
doing.
Hate that weird homemaker shit. I hate that. She's right into that shit.
See, people should do what they like to do. It's like,
she's right into that shit. She's right into that whole...
You'll bring the gadgetry into the household. She'll bring the decoration.
Thank God for wireless. Thank God. You know, I'm here to tell you.
The van ain't do it.
Because I can fucking, you know, I can run some wires now without having to run wires. So I'm like, you know, I can get connectivity happening. Finally got the laptop in the bedroom. That was a task. That's fucking hard.
What?
Yeah, I got the laptop in the bedroom.
That just never happens for me.
No?
Get that computer out of the bedroom.
Oh, fuck. I was able to pull that one off. I just kind of...
Oh,
what
man.
You do is you get to bed first, and you put it on your lap.
It's
and you
a lap
working.
Warmer.
Yeah, honey. Yeah, you know?
It's like a hot water bottle.
Yeah, it's it gets some bad looks, you know, and then she walks around the bed 3 or 4 times, and then she kind of, you know, looks at me funny and doesn't like it. But, yeah, the laptop's made it to the bedroom a couple times. You know, for me to do work and stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But, yeah, laptop's been doing okay, but
yeah.
Set up my first Wi-Fi. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did.
I set up a fucking
and that
hardcore
worked well, you said it did.
Well, I finally got paid for it today, which is one of the reasons why.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, being paid
that's
is good. Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm kind of pleased about that whole being paid thing. That was kind of nice, because the guy who I was setting up for, his name is Jim.
Yeah?
And he's a fuck. He's such
hard to work with.
A fuck. The guy was banned from Alberta. He's not allowed to run auctions in Alberta, because he's crooked as hell.
Wow.
Yeah, he's fucking crooked.
Wow.
He's also a front man for the Hell's Angels. He got 3 or 4
my
houses on the go. He's a real piece of fucking shit. But
hope
what
he doesn't listen.
I hope he does. Fuck you, Jim. I got your money. You can suck my cock. And if he doesn't like it, I left a big, fat back door in there. So if that check doesn't clear, I'm shutting his whole fucking world down. Right during the auction.
What's
big,
happening?
Big fucking skull and
crossbones. Where's Sean? I got to get Sean.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm sorry. I've just got a real bad problem with that whole, you know, getting screwed by people for money thing. That really upsets me. I can't do that shit. What are you still looking for that fucking thing? Jesus, you're some fucking obsessed.
I gotta find it now.
Gotta get it. Mr. Record goes, you got on Wi-Fi. It's not my Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi is wide the fuck open. You can come to my house. I share all my bandwidth. I don't give a shit. Nixon, Sim. He's trying to get your attention, I think. What the hell is that?
Did he find it?
I think.
That's not her? It's another chick. Dames.
She's kind of hot, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got to find the real thing.
Her name is not She-Devil.
It is She-Devil.
Oh, okay.
It's tattooed on her arm.
She changed it when she's signing up for Fragment to She-Devil.
She has it tattooed on her arm.
Maybe she recently got a chat tattooed on
no,
her
No, she has pictures from years ago of having tattooed on her arm.
Really?
Yes.
Why the fuck would you tattoo your Counter-Strike name on your arm? That's a little fucked up. I can't believe that. Dude, that's fucked.
That's crazy.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. She's really into that. Really into the Counter-Strike.
I guess, well, there's some guys who are like, you know, hardcore, you know, ends H-E-H-Z, whatever the fuck that is.
That's not her either.
Who the hell's that?
Another She-Devil.
Look, how many She-Devils are there? Well, it's an internet full of them.
Yeah, lots and lots and lots.
Oh, well, whatever. Who gives a fuck? You can just keep going, you know, doing your thing here.
I will.
Her name is Anna Rita? Whatever.
It's not Anna Rita. These people are crack.
They're all crack smokers.
So that's what you did on your weekend?
Yeah, not a whole lot of fuck all on Saturday.
Yeah.
Then I snuck into the room, my workshop there, and I fucking did some more work.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife caught me.
Caught you doing work. Don't do your work!
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's pretty brutal.
The work you get paid for or work
you
don't
get paid
for? I don't
even know. Like, the weekend's kind of like a blur.
Yeah,
it was just
kind of
like, wow.
Could do more stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. But then
pack it full.
But then on Sunday, I rented Brotherhood of the Wolf.
And that really brought it up.
But which was, yeah, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. Hey, cool. The guy made a lightsaber in the RC.
Wom, wom, wom.
That's really cool.
Wom, wom, wom.
She and clan called PMS?
Nope. Nope, that's not
her real name
clan.
Is Connie Linguist.
Connie Linguist.
Personal info, clan base. What do we got here? We got
I can't
a website.
Believe I can't find it.
Website found, ready for reply.
Clan base.
Doo doo.
You got it.
Yeah, of course I found it.
I think.
PMS, She-Devil.
Maybe.
Primus, clan premenstrual syndrome. Where's your fucking,
go up.
We got an ICQ number here.
Maybe her.
Okay, well, we don't.
She would post her webpage. Does it say webpage?
I don't see a webpage.
Doesn't even have a place for a webpage.
Not very gay.
Birthday zero. Could be, might not be.
Might be her. We don't know. Oh, well. Whatever. Bunka, 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 bunka.
From Portugal?
So
nope.
Many
nope, that's not her.
Songs about rainbows. And what's on the other side? You know what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to make a robot Muppet. I'm going to call it a Ruppet.
Or a Ruppet.
And I'll sell them.
Freak the kids out, huh?
Yeah. And I'll put the chip in there like the one they had in Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. And I'll hit them all with a laser and they'll fucking turn kids into little demons and shit. Be like Devil Man. I'm absolutely sure of this, for Christ's sake. Nikon's losing his fucking mind in the RC here. He's like coming unglued and shit. I can just see him right now screaming at his computer. No, you guys suck. You're fucking it all up. Ah, we're down to 58 listeners. People are like, wow, these guys are just fucking
what's
sucking.
What's going on with Sean?
I don't really know what Sean's doing. I think I'm just going to quit now.
This fuck you, Sean. Ain't interesting.
This is losing it. Sean's losing it.
Yeah.
He's trying in vain. Oh, well. Who cares? Well, I should probably get going because I've got to fucking return that video.
Oh, yeah.
Before 11 o'clock, yeah. Because it was a new release.
Right.
But, totally cool. So, Who stuck around?
Yep.
Listen to my ramblings. Coyote 23 worries
good times,
me.
Good times.
You know, I should keep moving.
About. Coyote 23.
Coyote 23. He's the guy who fucking found that craziest thing. I don't want people spending a lot of money on me in there. See, makes me feel guilty and shit. I don't know why.
I don't deserve.
I do. It makes me feel guilty because I don't want these people blowing cash on me. That's fucking gay. Well, we got a picture here.
Nope.
That's not her.
Nope.
It's like some guy with a big fucking red eye here, though. She's got a hold of a joystick or something. Oh, look at that picture.
Yeah.
She's got a pretty flat face, though. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's all pushed in and stuff.
I don't know who. Hope that wasn't anything bad. Bad Girls Clam. Gallery. Sean, I'm planning a trip to Vancouver. Let me come to your show. I don't know. I can't really let you come to the. I can't really let everybody come because I plan. Let me come to the show. Let us come. Let everyone come.
Everyone.
You know, maybe
everyone's invited. I think everyone comes to the next show, and if you can't, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, Succubus JPEG. We'll find out what that is. We got another JPEG coming in here.
Now that's pics of that's the same person.
That's the same fucking chick.
That's the wrong chick.
But the Chinese chick. Okay. Chinese chick's got a mouth like somebody slit her throat. Look at that. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it.
Uh-huh.
That's brutal.
Hua.
Hoi.
No more ugly pics, please.
When I see a nice chick, I say hoi.
Hoi. That's a good chick.
Fuck off. Just say no, Sean. Fuck off. All right. Anyway. In the end.
Butterface.
Anything else? She has butterface, which is a great body. Butterface. That's a good one. She's got butterface. Got a great body. Butterface. That's awesome. That's a fucking good one. I'm going to use that one.
Good from afar, but far from good.
Yeah, good from afar, but afar from good. I'll just break into the house during the show. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Good idea. Have laser pointers and stuff.
Scream.
Lots of noise.
This is a raid by the RIAA. Obviously, they think I'm kidding. Like, Sean's idea was to wear body armor. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well,
Mr. Echo is, like, breaking down. And I've one of the longest RR people around.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Speak English, motherfucker.
Speak English, motherfucker. Say what? Say what? One more motherfucking time. Anyway, okay, we're going to leave now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was all. I don't really know why. I was just like, can we jump back on? I just want to ramble. I just want to ramble. So that's our rambling.
Ramble.
He'll probably use this in a remix, too. He'll actually use that line. He's probably going to use this in a remix, too. You know?
I may not post this. I'll put it as a bonus. Like the last time we went on.
Smokey will post it.
Bonus on this.
Smokey will have it. Like, what, are you kidding? Smokey will circulate this. Because if he doesn't, everyone will be like, Smokey, hey, I heard he was in the show, and he said stuff. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to come to your house and fucking kill you, you crippled fuck. That's exactly what it's going to be. So I'm going to be like, okay. So, you know. Anyway, I will check you guys later. Can I do that? Where you come from is gone and stuff?
If you want.
Everything's fucked.
You
Sean
did
out.
Do it.
Everything's fucked. Everything's fucked. Sean out. Anyway, so, yeah, we'll check you guys later.
Ow.